Welcome to GoldCast Network. Do not adjust your computer. It is the Dark Mark Show, the premiere episode. You can dance if you wanna. It's me, Dark Mark. It's my first show, so I have to introduce myself once the music stops. I guess it's never gonna stop. Yes, I am Dark Mark. I am the goth comedian. I make people laugh and be depressed at the same time. And I have brought together a show with some crazy friends of mine. Every week's going to be crazy, unpredictable, but interesting people. And I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host, Hell's Bell.
Hello.
Hell's Bell. Beautiful. And also, I'm honored to have some great guests. First off, I thought this was an April Fool's joke. I didn't think she'd be here. Bree Walker. Bree Walker's here.
An apparition.
Bree Walker's here. We also have Bree Walker's BFFFF. What is it? It's a BFFFF.
Susan McIntosh.
Susan McIntosh. I know. I knew your name. I was just trying to get the BFFFF.
AKA Mystic Day.
Oh, yes.
Mystic on YouTube.
Susan, it's funny because I was going to say, this is not going to be a show where it's going to be me interviewing my comedian pals. And in the first show, Bree's like, oh, I'm going to bring my comedian friend. But this, I've seen her act, and it's unlike any act I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
And I've seen my own. And last but not least, bring some more testosterone in the room, even though we're both wearing eyeliner. My friend,
modern testosterone.
My
modern
friend, testosterone. The master of illusion.
It takes real courage to wear eyeliner, just for the
record. It takes a real man to do that.
That's right.
Even to use all those digits you got.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Michael Vile. And before you send nasty emails and letters, I understand the irony of having Bree Walker and a man who does sleight of hand on the same show. I get it.
I used to, but then I played with firecrackers.
And by the way, this is going to be unlike any Bree Walker interview you've ever heard, because I know the wild Bree Walker. I know the crazy Bree Walker.
You think.
But you think. As her BFF, I truly know the wild, the woolly, and the fantastic.
Maybe I don't, but we'll find out today.
So what are we drinking tonight, Mark?
Oh, by the way, the reason that we're all giddy is we're all drinking absinthe from my personal collection.
Dinner.
With different colors. This is a mix. Hell's Bells is drinking a mix of black and red.
It's beautiful.
Michael is drinking the standard green.
That's your urine.
I have the Jim Jones pink.
Yes, that is that's the Kool-Aid of absinthe.
Me too.
Yes.
The People's Temple pink.
Yes. I refuse to drink your urine. I still refuse. I love you, Mark, but I refuse to drink your urine.
That's not what you said last week.
Hello.
Even yesterday.
Hello. Well, you know, you're so fickle, Bree. We'll see.
Come on, Bree.
We'll talk to you.
I've been married 3 times. Give me a break.
Well, that's a lot of urine. But I've got.
That's what she said, too.
Hello.
Piss on it.
By the way, I've got to introduce Hell's Bell.
April Fool's.
Hell's Bell, April. Oh, this is April Fool's Day. I have to introduce Hell's Bell, my lovely co-host.
And
if we hadn't found her, we wouldn't be here tonight.
That's correct.
Susan and I was trying to find our way.
Jumbo shrimp downstairs ordering a poor boy.
Unbelievable, this place. This is like Hollywood on steroids.
And by the way, we're taping at the John Lovitz Club and Podcast Theater in Universal City Walk. And where is Bree Walker? Susan McIntosh, Hell's Bell, when I need them, quarter to ten.
Them.
And the poor
at the Panda Inn ordering dinner
exactly.
Right before the show.
I'm a New Yorker. Everything starts later. I'm assuming it's going to be 11:30 before anything actually happens.
We're ordering drinks before we order dinner.
I said a cocktail and a little mooshu pork.
So she's ordering Chinese food like a New Yorker.
A mooshu
immediately.
And an hour later, she's going to complain about it like
she
a real New Yorker.
She sniffed out like a detective dog.
Trust me, I was born in Brooklyn. I know this. And by the way, speaking of Brooklyn, New York.
You were born in Brooklyn?
I was born in Brooklyn.
No fucking wonder.
No fucking wonder.
I love it.
Forget about it. Be foul.
No,
Forget about it. You're wearing
really?
A Ramon shirt.
Really?
Exactly.
It's not a shirt.
It's a skirt. Dress. It's a dress
from the 70s.
It's from the real Ramones.
You know what it is? It's an ice skating.
Finished.
It's a punk rock ice skating outfit.
Look at.
Oh my God.
We've been here 3 minutes.
There was no thong. There was no thong on that. That was thong free.
No thong. I don't wear underwear.
I realize that now.
You didn't do that on Larry King.
Nor in the car.
Larry King makes me want to wear a lot of armored underwear.
San Diego, California.
But you don't.
Hello.
He makes you want to wear Mormon underwear.
Mormon underwear. Many layers.
Many layers.
Exactly.
And
before the raping.
And
just like Jody Arias.
Whoa!
Hello.
Dark.
That must be a Larry King inside joke I have no idea about.
But, dark.
So you don't have an agenda. Is that it, Mark? You're
well,
here.
So far, I'm trying to get an agenda going, but we're just so crazy.
We're just like,
I was trying to introduce Hell's Bell, and I was trying to explain to everybody who Bree Walker is.
I'm still looking. I'm still really interested in her cleavage. I'm liking it.
I can't turn away. It's like a tunnel. It's drawing me in.
Me too. It's like the Holland Tunnel.
The Holland Tunnel.
What is she doing?
I'm still mesmerized by Bree Walker's hiney, but look at those.
I'm trying to block everything out. I'm gonna smoke my hat.
Does Bree Walker have a nice hiney or what?
She
gorgeous.
She was wearing underwear, so I was totally gorgeous.
We're a lot closer than I thought at this.
Wait,
point.
Apparently I've not seen that. Can we get a react on that?
No,
again,
no.
We'll wait till later.
Susan says she's my censor.
No. You cannot. Your children are watching.
Oh no. Can we rewind?
Yes.
Somebody's children are
your children are not watching.
Somebody's children are watching right now.
Michael, we might not have a chance to get to some
Michael
tricks
has
later.
Very, very skilled fingers.
I got something for you.
Really?
And no, we'll get to the tricks later.
I want Michael's fingers.
Really?
You better watch out.
Hello.
Take your fingers.
How much for just one?
This has gone crazy all of a
sudden. How much for
anyway,
one?
I was going to say.
How much for one? Yeah. Can we get
exactly. Let's get a price. Okay. Let's get a price.
Yes. How much for a finger
they
from
aren't
Michael?
Necessarily insured at the in the slightest bit.
Well, he is on the AMC Freak Show, by the way. He's a star.
I was just about to mention. Michael Vile is just about to be on AMC's Freak Show.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's the final episode this Thursday at, I think, 9 o'clock on AMC. So I'm pretty excited about that. I don't really have any mainstream television type of, you know, even
well,
cable network.
Now.
Yeah,
I do now,
so,
man.
So
yes. You got it totally.
The Dark Mark Show was the highlight until now. And then AMC.
I'm not even sure where to go with it, but. I
just
do tricks.
Stay on Venice Beach, baby.
Pretty much all I can say is I do tricks.
I've known Michael for years. Yeah, I've known Michael for years, and we've done shows together, and it's great. We actually there's a band collective that we play with.
Yes.
Many of Odd Nature, and I host, and he does magic. It's a whole thing. It's crazy.
It's an interesting situation too. I'm more the eye candy for the band,
because you definitely are.
I thought
eye
I was
candy.
The eye candy. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, no doubt. I was just doing the tricks candy, though. Yeah.
Right. They need because I'm not in the middle, so they
I'm
have me.
I'm not playing an instrument. I'm just doing magic.
They see
magic
me. They get wet. They get dry. Michael comes on. They get wet again. They get dry. I come back at the end. They're wet again.
I let my hair on fire. Run
he does
around.
Have beautiful fingers.
I can imagine.
How much for the pinky? How much for the pinky?
I want the middle. One.
Hello. The lighter's got to strike 10 times.
Yeah. I'll double down for the thumb.
So apparently we're having an auction for Michael Vile's fingers. Yeah. I don't know what happened
you
here.
You got the thumb.
But what's funny is nobody
I just negotiated.
I need a thumb. I have only one thumb.
The woman needs a thumb. Is it too much to ask?
By the way, not only is Hell's Bell a great pair of tits, but you studied to be a paramedic?
She's awesome.
I have been in the medical field for over 10 years.
Do a shout out to Henry Mayo hospital this evening.
Okay, let's see. You got half a sleeve going. It looks like it's a Hawaiian flower.
Am I the only one
in this booth that doesn't have a tattoo?
I don't have a tattoo.
Really?
No, I have no tattoos.
Prove it.
No.
See,
Michael, you got tattoos?
Why mess with a good thing?
Why do I
exactly?
Not
you and because
tattoos?
Every asshole moved to Brooklyn decided to get a tattoo.
Our engineer has no tattoos, and he is under the age of 30.
Oh, he's a virgin. Hey.
Oh, wow. Let's take him down now. Split him out.
Compared to this five in this room, anybody's a virgin. But this
how
is
much for your virginity?
And Hell's Bells, let me try to gain some control here.
He's drunk.
He's drunk. I shouldn't have given everybody absinthe.
That was a great
I've had three sips.
The wormwood is talking, but that's why you're coherent. Everybody else is just hells. You don't know. You didn't know who Bree Walker is. You had to look her up on the Wikipedia page.
I didn't even know I had a Wikipedia page.
Of course you have a Wikipedia page. You're a big star.
This distresses me.
Okay.
I had to know who I was looking for.
No wonder I need more lawyers in my life. How come I never married a lawyer?
Insecurity.
You know, this at the end of Holy Week, this is a good question to ask. The only time lawyers were not working was during the Holy Week, and I could have maybe gotten one while they were on vacation during Holy Week, but I didn't. What was wrong with me?
I don't know.
I've married everybody else.
Not a goth comedian.
Oh, snap.
Hello.
And by the way, when I met Bree... I told her because she's beautiful, obviously. I mean, we can all agree on that.
Thumb or no thumb, gorgeous.
One thumb. She's a hot one thumb.
She has a thumb. What are you talking about?
One thumb.
She does have a thumb.
She can give one thumbs up to this show.
Right. She can still insult you, all of Italy.
Yes.
With that
work. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. But when I saw her, I'm like, you are a hot cougar. She said, no, I'm not a cougar.
Yeah, cougar's kind of insulting.
I'm a puma.
That's exactly right.
I did say, and I
am a
puma. She's
a little further up on the food chain.
She's a puma.
She's further up on the food chain, my friend.
Yes.
I'm a bonobo.
She's a bonobo.
Oh, now you're bonobo. Okay.
She's evolved to bonobo.
But Bree Walker, if you don't know people that are out there, and because people are like, Bree, you know, because my whole show is the lighter side of the dark side, getting crazy unusual people in here, which obviously I've achieved tonight, but
this is the gold standard.
Bree Walker, she's so nice. She's so clean cut. She was the number one newswoman in San Diego. Which is an achievement in itself.
No kidding.
Then was the number one newswoman here in L.A. And then you went to New York, correct?
Yeah.
Actually, it was San Diego, New York, L.A., but, never mind. Many decades passed.
Your Ramones T-shirt is hypnotizing
and
me.
She interviewed Sid Vicious.
Absolutely.
She actually interviewed Sid Vicious.
You remember that, Susan.
Of course.
We never talked about that.
I'm a punk rock aficionado.
I love that you knew that interview.
Of course. You told me that you did. I remember everything. My brain is a vault for weird facts.
And I'll bet that interview was more coherent than this show.
Oh,
so probably.
He said, because that was back in the day when you just interviewed somebody and it was just one person talking to the other person. And so he said, nah, there ain't no violence. I said, Sid, come on. You know, punk rock is like violence, right? Because I was doing the counterculture stuff for WCBS New York. And he said, nah, there's no violence. Right?
Is this pre- and right pre- behind or post-Nancy?
This is in front of CBGB's back in the day. Mm.
Probably during, because he's in New York. He's with her then.
And what was happening right behind him were two people punching each other out. And it was a fabulous scene. Because he had his hands in his pockets and the leather jacket, you know, the distressed leather jacket back before they made it distressed artificially.
Thank you.
Nah, there no violence, right? And I thought, I was thinking, what are we smoking? I think I need to know.
Shooting, my friend, shooting.
Yes.
No one was smoking. Smoking is a hippie drug. No decent punk rocker would ever smoke pot.
He did not. It seemed he didn't smoke anything. It seemed like he was the leader of the band at that time. And I spent like 4 years going to CBGB's every freaking night.
Unlike Miss McIntosh,
it was a lot of work.
I actually played CBGB's, and ironically, we actually got in a fight on stage with the sound guy who was on heroin nodding out during my show.
Oh my God.
And my boyfriend at the time then punched him during the show.
What was your show then?
Yeah, were you doing
I was doing a punk rock. I had a punk rock band in New York.
Oh, wow. What was the name of the band?
The band was called Hooch. And we actually had...
That's a good name.
Yes, thank you.
Look at the pay-on to Hooch.
I know, you have
she's
to look at her hat.
In her
it's
hat.
Awesome.
I've made a hemp bonnet for a belated Easter. This is a hemp bonnet.
Happy an Easter, homage, toke up.
An homage to Los Angeles.
Easter in L.A.
How long have you
Easter
been in Los Angeles?
I've been in Los Angeles for 2 years.
But never to Universal City till tonight.
No, never. Yes. And never again shall I return except for your show. I should be carried in a body bag and released into the studio. Other than that, forget it.
It is to you there, because I was a little bit overwhelmed when I first walked on to University, you know, this whole place. I was like, is this a mall?
It's a mall from hell.
In front of a theme park.
In front of a theme park.
This is where they do the rides.
And let me tell you how fucked up this place is. I parked next to a family who had a... What's the place?
Multiple fingers?
No. It was a retarded, mentally challenged child.
No, you can't say that. What you can say is...
I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah,
a Californian?
Differently abled. Differently abled.
Well, they had a differently abled child wearing a Bubba Gump shirt. Fucked up is that?
It seems kind of
you just got it.
Actually.
By the way, hell's going to get these jokes out of delayed reaction. So every 30 seconds,
To go through the breast to work to the brain.
Exactly.
Yeah, and through the uterus to get to the breast.
The nipples receive the information first, and there's a pulse up to the cerebral cortex.
I'm so glad I didn't wear a bra, because that would be another obstacle to getting there. Huh?
I have four nipples.
That's
why I'm so fast.
I didn't wear a bra either, just so you know.
You have four nipples?
Well, three.
I'm jealous.
Hey, let us see. We don't believe you.
No, no, no.
No nudity tonight. Except Febreze. She can steal whatever she wants. She's already shown, apparently, her taint, but everybody else can.
No, I did have.
And it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, no, her taint.
No, stop, stop, stop.
It was fantastic.
I thought I was worried about you, Hells. Bree's like sitting there. She wants to. My goodness.
Hey,
she's
okay
a dirty, dirty friend.
I would totally get naked.
Oh, man. Don't try. It's my first show. I don't
What's
want to
give
me
the senior discount. I'll do anything.
If oh, I see stop.
Some ass, and
just... by the way, Bree.
By the way, she's wearing a merkin. You may not know this, but she's wearing a merkin.
Ooh, hello.
This guy does know what a merkin is, Susan.
I
should have warned
is.
You because I didn't tell you enough about him before we got together.
Yes.
Except to say, no, this dude's cool. He got the downtown.
Yes.
And yes, I did not mention that. He knew what a merkin was. So there you go.
We're thinking about doing a merkin puppet theater show.
That'd be great. That'd be great. And you do comedy.
I do.
Do you do comedy and drag?
Yes. I have an alternate character called Mystic Dave.
Mystic Dave. You got to see this.
It's YouTubeable.
YouTubeable.
It is MysticDave.com. I had the pleasure of opening for Andy Dick during the summer.
You shouldn't say opening for Dick.
Well, first off, I would imagine you were manlier than Andy Dick on that. On
well,
that
yes,
occasion.
That's why they didn't.
It was very sexy.
It's like a woman like, "Hi, I'm Mystic David."
That's why
Hi, I'm Andy Dick.
Into,
it's like, yeah.
It was very interesting. I was yeah.
It would be very I'd love, hard for I, a guy would love named Dick to put up.
I would
with
love
you.
To top some dick always.
That show must have left everybody completely confused about gender.
It was so it was wonderful. We broke on through to the other side. Because he also did Daphne. He did his female character.
Oh, I didn't know he had a female.
That's a fabulous character.
Daphne Aguilera.
He's wonderful.
That's crazy.
Yeah, amazing. So he did Daphne and I did Mystic Dave.
Right. Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, it was a potpourri
of strange. These are the kind of shows I like.
A potpourri of strange.
Right. See, these are the kind of shows I like. I end up doing shows like a bunch of guys doing like horrible, you know, just this. The jokes you've heard a million times.
Then see, I like weird. I like crazy weird.
Yeah, that's me. And speaking of crazy weird, I was researching because, you know, these just need to be researched. Bree Walker, the funniest YouTube clip of you is a guy. First off, people don't know Bree Walker. You've been out of the public eye a little bit.
I'm quote retired, but I'm still a target.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means, but
I do.
It means that the paparazzi stalk.
The paparazzi. No, so you.
They do.
You are
in Venice.
You're in Venice. You walk your dog every day. You are like you are
my pit bull. My big 90-pound pit bull.
Your big pit bull.
Albino white.
And
pit
I almost bull. Picked you up tonight. I'm sure your pit bull would have loved me, but. You're on the beach.
Love you too much.
Not bad. Oh, my goodness.
Love you too much, babe.
Oh, yes. So
Californication.
Love exactly. me twice today.
But you're on the beach as much as that guy with the guitar and the roller skates. You're like
yes.
a Venice beach.
Harry Perry.
Harry Perry is the guy.
Oh, yeah.
As Michael knows, as a magician on the boardwalk
right.
and part of the new series that is Freaks on AMC, and you're very much in the
Good for the plug.
Tonight.
Listen to
yes,
her.
This that's is what I should be doing.
That's a professional. Watch and learn, people. Watch and learn.
See, that's so why.
AMC, what's your credentials?
Diego, watch and learn.
LA,
watch and learn.
Yes. Was that the order?
San Diego, New York, L.A.
Hardly matters in the
watch
end.
And learn, people.
Wait,
watch
and
learn.
As they say
and speaking of
in
TV,
the life of pie.
You were on the TV show Carnival, which
yes,
I loved on
the
HBO.
Scorpion Queen.
Scorpion Queen.
Married to Samson, the world's mightiest midget.
And I heard you got...
thank you. You know what? And he really was
between
well-built.
The sheets.
And
I'm gonna go for a while. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Between the sheets.
He's a sex addict.
He's
my
a sex
favorite
addict?
Kind of guy.
The midget's a sex addict?
Yeah,
oh, of course.
It's just getting better and better
kind
this
of guy.
So,
sure.
so you like Scorpios, huh?
Yeah.
I think we have
that conversation. She likes eager people.
Because I'm a Scorpio.
Of all sizes.
I like enthusiasm. Mm.
Enthusiasm is the gateway drug.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you were also on Nip Tuck.
Yes, but I wasn't nipped and tucked enough.
Oh.
I might have to go
that
back for another
shame.
One.
I think they canceled the show. I don't know if you're going to.
Yeah. I know. Yes. I know. They but, always do.
And then you had a reality show.
Yeah.
With your two lovely
it's
kids.
It's still there, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, heir apparent.
Oh, those poor kids.
Heir apparent.
Now, this is the one serious question I want to ask
Believe
you.
Me, they don't love me for this.
was it your idea or was it their idea?
No, it was Larry King's idea.
What?
Hell yeah.
And one of his
Hey, Bree, you want to get your kids on TV?
Yeah, can I have a pair of your suspenders?
I got my suspenders. Why don't you put your kids on TV? San Diego, hello.
That is kind of how it worked out. Yeah.
Larry King
and
produced
who
your show?
Knew? No, it was Gail.
Okay.
Gail King.
Oh, Oprah's Gail King.
Yeah.
Okay.
She produced that show along with My Unique Family people. And I did not know they were going to air it for 10 years or 15
what?
Years or 20 into perpetuity.
What?
So my kid said to me, what do you mean, Mom? This is going to be in perpetuity? And so my daughter moved away to Hawaii. And my son pretty much... you know, looks at me like, can I just take one eye off when I look at you, Mom? Because, no, I'm kidding. I mean, they love me, and I love them, but it's really weird.
It would be
hard. Regret being on TV with
a reality show with your kids who are now 10 years later.
That would have been
hard. You know, at least I was at least wholesome back then. I didn't have tattoos and stuff.
You didn't then?
I had one.
Oh, okay. Because you were hanging out with Sid Vicious and the Ramones.
Yes, and CBGBs.
CBGBs.
But they didn't have tattoos back then, you know.
No, really? None of the early punks had tattoos. No, this is also.
I mean, I live in Venice. It's all tattoos.
You kids, listen and learn.
I am. I'm hearing all of this.
Listen and learn.
Michael, I see you on the boardwalk every day.
While they were partying out.
I see you on the boardwalk every day. Don't tell me you don't know this.
Right. I was actually, I think, probably in country in Iraq playing military police officer.
This is a true story. A military police officer.
Oh, by the way, Michael
MP, yeah,
Michael Vile with the fangs.
Infantry MP.
With the fangs, with the contact. Is an Iraq war veteran, and we appreciate your service, even though...
Well, do you?
In my opinion, I think the Iraq war is a disgrace.
Completely.
If I had more fingers, my clapping would be louder, I'm giving you all I got.
I think we could all agree the Iraq war was a disgrace.
Right,
and
I'm going to go in the lunatic mode. No,
quite a bit. It set a horrible
precedent for American war crimes. Listen, he has every excuse to be dressing the way he does.
No, wait. No, you're saying this. You're saying war crimes and, what, anti-Bush stuff?
No, we're not saying that.
There were weapons of mass destruction there. There really were.
Oh, we brought them.
No. Actually, you know what? Now I sound like a lunatic. So I'll stop. We were there.
Now you sound like a lunatic.
We were there. I was just there. Oh yeah, that's right. I went there so you could get a nickel off your gallon of gas. No, actually.
Yeah, that really worked out well.
Yeah, that's really real.
Yeah, we're saving so much on gas. Thanks, Michael.
So you haven't reenlisted? Really? Is that?
And you're a magician. Could you conjure up some gas?
I did for a year, back in the reserves for 1 year, and then it wasn't me anymore. It really wasn't me. I mean, I did Desert Storm, was with the 1st Cav in that when I was 19 years old. Got back from that. Had a little bit of break in service. I was always National Guard, reserves. I was never active duty, just for the record. I wasn't. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to claim anything. But, no, I was in the infantry for a while. I protected some stuff out in Kuwait for a while. I'm not supposed to talk about. But, yeah.
And you're talking about
duty.
It.
How did that change you? You know? I mean
the oil fields you were protecting Kuwait.
I was a magician there, too. I was doing tricks. You know, I was, like, in the villages doing tricks. You know, they were ready to base a new religion on me. For 5 minutes there.
Really?
I'm just kidding. But
yes.
Are you really magic? Yeah. That was the only thing they could say in English. No, I'm doing coin tricks like this for the kids, you know.
That's very cool.
You know, stuff like that.
I know, right?
I know.
And then you made their limbs disappear.
Where does it go?
No, I you know what?
Exactly. That's the question.
Have you ever been shot at?
I'm a New Yorker. Of course, I've been fucking shot at. Are you crazy?
Yeah,
I've also used to live in Oakland. I've been shot at in Oakland. I've been shot at in New York.
So you have
come
been
on.
Shot at.
Yes, I have been shot at.
You were targeted. You were in the reticle. You know for a fact. And
even come by on. A most recent,
I'm not a deer. I'm a New Yorker.
Even
I'm not a
by
deer.
A most recent boyfriend. Last I checked.
Please, I've known her for a half hour. I'm ready to shoot her myself.
All domestic disputes aside, it's a little bit different when you're in combat. Okay, just for that.
Totally.
Especially when we invaded them.
We need to say thank you, Michael.
Yeah. We do thank you for your service. We thank you for your service.
We're just glad you weren't killed. We're glad you're not killed.
We're glad you're here right now at the Dark Mark Show.
We're glad you're part of the AMC Freak Show.
I know.
AMC Freak Show. I'm just about to mention it.
I know.
I'm just about to mention it.
And Michael's a star on that show.
I was excited to be
there. You made the cut. At the end of season one, you made the cut. So they're trying to do all these fast
Michael doesn't even know this.
This is the queen of the circus, by the way. This is the queen of the circus giving you, like, the royal yes. So remember that.
You're doing news, too. You're doing news?
So, I wasn't doing news in the last thing I did, but never mind.
Have you seen
that? I was telling...
Oh, I'm going to look up the Larry King.
Carnival is amazing.
Because I want to get past the Iraq thing, but... Camp Casey, is that still...
Yes.
I still have Camp Casey.
She still owns it.
Could you explain Camp Casey for people who don't know that...
Bubbles!
Camp Casey. Well, could you pop a bubble first and then explain Camp Casey
for
her?
Camp Casey
a
is
modern hero.
A piece of acreage that I bought in Texas because Cindy Sheehan wanted to leave the peace environment and take on Nancy Pelosi.
So Cindy Sheehan, the one who was protesting Bush.
She was for 5 years.
Camp Casey is next to the Bush Ranch.
Right. She has a ranch.
So it allowed her to have a safe place.
And her son was killed in Iraq.
Her son was killed in Iraq.
In the first week of duty.
Right.
And
she was standing up to the regime, basically.
Exactly.
And she needed a safe place to do that.
What happened, simply, was that Everybody who wanted to protest the fact that Bush came to a place where it was a weekend retreat,
right,
and they shipped in the animals to make it look like a real farm. We peacemongers wanted to expose that fact, and we realized that we own this planet too, and we should still have the right to say no more war. And that's a big message. And that remains a message from Rosa Parks, you know, not
sure
giving
the majority
I've heard the name,
planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was a moment that I said, you know what, I need to step up and do this.
Incredible.
And, you know, since then I've been trying to make sustainable farming out of it. It's 5.5 acres. It's gorgeous acreage. But there's a lot of politics.
She was also
involved.
Put on the no-fly list because of it.
Oh, really?
Years. Yes. She's considered an American terrorist because
right.
of actually standing
that's
up for
right.
the peace.
Thank you, Susan. You remember
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Well, that's interesting because I've got a friend. It's funny because
this is a domestic.
The no-fly list. I try to get past politics. Now we're talking about politics. My friend, his
name
is
just outrageous.
His name's John Ryan, and he's on the no-fly list. And he's like, "How am I on the no-fly?" I'm like, "I'm sure there's some Irish terrorist named John Ryan or something." The no-fly list is so stupid.
Yeah, that does happen.
It's so stupid.
It happens. It
can ruin. It's direct control you people know, for standing up and speaking out.
Maybe there's some.
It's changed a lot now. I mean, just 2 weeks ago. The TSA decided that it was okay to take Leatherman, which is one of those multi-purpose tools, and it does have a knife in it.
When you say Leatherman on the Dark Mark show, I think you think it's
I think that
he's
someone
got one.
There you go.
Michael's got one.
Okay.
See, I thought there was a nipple clamp.
Oh, that's a Leatherman.
That's a serious nipple clamp.
That's a serious, the good one.
Ouch.
That's a tool. That's a good
so,
one.
So you see, there
I've heard that before.
So now you can take that on the plane.
Oh.
You can really
don't get those near those nipples.
That's
no,
a
no,
lot.
I'm
that's all. That's there. That's
actually,
a lot.
I think
nipple clamping hell's bells might be a little much for the first show.
Are you
no,
saying that they
have to work out?
Like
for
it's
you
okay
can
to
now take that on the plane as of 3
really?
Weeks ago.
Except
yeah.
for you, you can't take that anywhere.
No, they won't let you.
Oh, no, I never had one to begin with.
Oh my god, that's
yeah.
great.
And they won't let me, but they might.
I hope the camera's picking this up. Is the camera picking all that up?
The TSA will probably let hell's bells because she's hot and she's young.
Oh no, hell's bells can go on.
Let me say that again.
Hell's, you're not on the no-fly list, are you?
I yeah. think that
not
Hell's
yet.
Bells should actually make that her nipple clamp.
Not yet, anyway.
With those tips,
I mean,
think
have
that's
more
about
to drink.
The only nipple clamp that would fit.
I mean, nothing
yeah,
more,
yeah,
something
yeah.
a little more
the
to
batteries
drink.
Batteries go
happens.
Right here. You turn the knob here.
There are no batteries.
Just,
stop
I know
it,
that.
Michael.
Anyway, you know,
it's a
you're a bad boy. You are a bad boy.
Wait a minute.
I think he might
batteries?
Need a spanking. Who's going to spank him? It's not going to be me. Bree, there might be a Syrian terrorist named Bree Walker. You never know.
Well, you know, now I try to fly with someone else so that someone else can take all the hits, you know.
Is that what happens? So what happens when you go to the airport and you must get recognized?
I did not actually fly for a few years.
Really?
That's true. Right after I bought Camp Casey.
I mean, it is outrageous. It's
can
harassment.
You fly
of,
now?
It is.
It's a harassment.
That absolutely.
Can
is.
You fly now or they have to just take you in the other room?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I fly with my own arms.
And they harass
She does.
I love Bree Walker. She's so
You are
so
the
fun.
Wind beneath
so
my
awesome.
Wings.
She's so awesome.
So awesome.
You all here are the wind.
She's my hero
my
on every level, man.
She is.
Oh, absolutely.
She really
is.
No doubt.
She, no
absolutely.
Doubt.
Hero.
Oh, look at,
no
the,
doubt.
Look at those guns.
Those guns.
Look at
those
guns.
Those LA guns.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at these bubbles.
There's no goodness about it.
The bubbles and the guns
bubbles.
And the boobs and the hat.
Bubbles,
the hemp hat, the
guns.
Hemp bonnet.
Yeah.
Please, bubbles. Everybody stop and take everything in that you're looking at. This is the Dark Mark show.
Bubbles, boobs, and
this
guns.
This is the kind of chaos we're going to have every week.
You're
it's going to be anarchy.
Huh?
I love bubbles.
And they love you.
Yes.
My pit bull is afraid of them.
Let me grab this next one. Let me grab this one.
Talking to the mic, Hells.
I would have brought my own bubble machine. I love bubbles.
You're carrying it right in front.
Yes, I sense that.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking.
I can't. I've moved over here. I can't. My line of vision.
Right.
My line of vision is over here.
You realize you're distracting everybody.
She's so
home.
Gorgeous.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I think everybody.
I'm
you're so sorry for being
bubbles.
So gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was fantastic. That was a labyrinth moment. Are you David Bowie? That was a David Bowie labyrinth moment.
Can you do it again?
Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Where's the Muppet riding the dog? Where's the Muppet that's going to ride that dog? I love that scene from the movie.
I hope you at home are catching all of these things because Michael Vile is amazing.
Unbelievable.
Like a kid in a candy store. This is my bubble.
You want to do a trick with the bubble?
Yeah.
I'll do a trick
okay.
I love
with you.
Put the bubble between your
Ladies
breasts
and gentlemen,
breasts.
It's trick time.
They want a bubble booby breast.
Oh, there you go.
We're
going to
give it a shot.
I was hoping that the phrase bubble booby breast would come up at least once this show.
That's my rap name.
Bubble booby breast.
It is.
That's pretty. That's hardcore. That's gangsta.
It is. Gangsta.
That's gangsta.
Straight out of Brooklyn.
Gangsta with an A.
Straight out of Brooklyn.
You mentioned Straight Out of Brooklyn. There was a movie called Straight Out of Brooklyn.
She's hardcore because she's
that was filmed at the hospital where I was born.
Here we go.
But this is like in the Spike Lee like era. And it was like, it's all like just gangland now.
Are you getting this?
And I can't believe I was born there. My mom was watching this and she's like, oh my God, that's where you were born. I'm like, wait, it looks like a war zone. And I guess
it is a war zone. Yeah. You should have seen it during the blackout.
Okay.
It's happening.
Bubble booby happening now. I'm sorry.
So I take it right here. We're going to go right back here. You're going to feel a little pressure back here.
I think we're all feeling a little pressure back there.
Oh. Right,
what? Actually, she's now pregnant. She's pregnant with your child.
Apparently so.
Evidently.
Well, in 9 months maybe, but I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
She's going to have like medical benefits.
Your boobs just had a baby. I don't know what happened there.
Where did it go?
You impregnated my boobies.
Where did it go?
Well, it's just for the camera. I had to do a little something.
My boobs are pregnant.
You'll have veteran benefits, hopefully.
Oh, I have better stuff than that. I'm not here to waste your time, you know.
How did you do that? Is that what post-traumatic stress disorder is?
I have that now after the show. I have PTSD after the show.
I don't blame you. This is a wild show.
That sounds like a positive way to have PTSD.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not your normal podcast.
I qualify for insurance for that, right?
How'd you learn this? I mean, you have all those fingers, and I always wondered what they're for.
I think I just honestly have a knack.
Well, I think
you
should.
Well, I'm sure you can imagine.
What's fun is the fact is I haven't shoved a deck of cards in your face, have I?
No.
I know, but you were expecting
it. Or the dove.
No, I don't expect anything.
Or the hanky.
Oh. I'm open-minded. Yeah. You would bore me.
Apparently, Bree knows all your tricks. I don't know what's going on.
She's 5 seconds ahead of everybody. She's got a digital delay.
I know, right?
And before you talk about how you started doing magic, where did you get that hat, Bree?
Oh, Argentina in Buenos Aires.
Now, you had to fly to Argentina. When was this?
Yes, that was like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
And you were tangoing in Argentina?
Oh, no, I
tangoing.
Can't tango.
She was.
I wait for the professionals to do that.
She was scoping it out.
Isn't that like you just walk down?
No.
She's a passionate dancer. You know that.
Lambada, what's going on? What's your dance?
Mostly hippie splits.
Hippies?
She does.
Oh, she does the splits. I know that. I remember that.
You know, the kids are calling it twerking these days. You know?
Twerking?
She's,
Tweaking? Twerking?
Twerking.
Twerking. I'm sorry.
Not tweaking. You
know she's actually is, right?
The kids are tweaking, too.
She's actually a crumper. You don't know this, but she's a crumper.
By the way, Michael's just about to do another.
Oh, Hell's Bells knows. Oh, I love smoke rings. Look at that one.
She crumps and she clowns. She crumps and she clowns.
Hell's Bells knows what crumping is.
It's like a Compton dance.
We're going to have Hell's Bells is going to crump in a second.
That's right. You crump and you clown.
Sorry.
This is how Michael does it. He just like kind of subtly just starts doing
stuff. Why people don't know that, but we know.
I did not know till right now that there was a name for what I do. I thought I was just an old hippie.
No, oh. No. There's a
with
whole
a stun
other...
gun.
That's cool.
There's so nobody's gun. Paying attention to you, Michael. So let's.
No, it's okay.
I do the old hippie with the stun gun. That's my dance move.
Yeah.
The old hippie with stun gun. Yeah,
that's my dance.
I did always wonder what 10 digits were for. By the way, now I know.
Well, you obviously have not met the right lover. Is all I can say.
Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Ooh-yah.
Shout it out.
Yeah.
Is that an offer?
I was just saying in a general, I was in, you know, a general scenario.
Right.
Of suggestion.
And by the way, does your boyfriend have a mustache like you do on stage, or is that like a...
Yes. In fact, I always steal whoever I'm with their look.
Oh, really?
I'm like the portrait of Dorian Gray. Whoever I date, I then suck up their masculinity and their specific aesthetic and then project it back in
women
comedy.
Women can do this. They can totally.
It's horrifying.
I've had it done myself, yes.
I actually look exactly like him. In drag.
Oh, she does.
See, that's
and I totally stole his
Mystic
aesthetic.
Dave is actually the sexual guru that takes the whole characterization of sexual guruization to the new
next
extreme,
level,
which
next
is bonobo-ish.
What I'm trying to imagine.
Well, no
one
of you guys are hanging
comedy.
Out because I
it
think
is comedy, but
go go
a,
bonobo.
Yeah,
that's
that is
Susan
a song that I
McIntosh.
Sing. I have a live band as
sing
well.
It right here,
it's great.
Go go bonobo. It's an attempt to try to get the chimps, which I think we are all part of the chimp, the warlike civilization that we are, the chimp, and to evolve us into the bonobo, which solves our problem with sex as opposed to violence.
Absolutely.
So it may be comedy, but it's also a lifestyle choice.
Exactly. And rather than war, We just do the...
Suck it out, yeah. People. Suck it out.
Yeah, because bonobos do a lot of that good stuff.
They do a lot.
Preach on, sister. I'm listening.
There you go.
Trust me, that's Susan's
anything that will get me more
app.
Sex,
that's
I'm
right.
all for it.
Less war, more sex.
Less war, more sex. If you take nothing from the Dark Mark show tonight, that is the message we have for you.
Thank you.
Less war, more sex.
Go, go, bonobo.
Right, Hells?
Oh, go, hell go, yeah.
Look at that. Look yes. at that smoke ring. You could stick one right through that.
Oh, you stick
you
one
what?
You
have no idea how his boner's just smoking away.
You got it, baby.
Isn't this better than downtown Kabul?
Yes, I can promise you that. Yes.
Or Venice, Kabbalah.
I guess this might even be better in Argentina.
His rings are amazing.
Argentina was pretty good.
Yes.
You know, we all live in this era where we don't really have much to repair our streets and our sidewalks. So watching women wear F me pumps everywhere and the streets are just
you mean fuck me pumps.
Thank you. I didn't know if I could say that.
Say it.
Oh yeah, you could totally say it. You don't have to say it.
So the fuck me pumps, you know, the ones that are 6 inches or more.
Yeah.
And so they walk over the rubble that is every street in Argentina. Buenos Aires is the capital. It's the 8th largest country in the world. And they are so attached to their romantic past. Don't cry for me, my Argentina.
God, I love a Nazi in heat.
They're all Nazi.
The Pope's Argentina now.
But there's no safety net, just like in the United States.
Right.
There's no safety net. So people with disabilities are in the streets, literally in their wheelchairs, in the bike lanes.
Wearing their high heels?
Yeah, do they have fuck me pumps on?
Some of them do.
I've seen girls in wheelchairs with fuck me pumps.
Oh, my God.
Well, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That is the kind of guy you are, Mark. You hang out
I hang out in weird places, trust
me.
Goth clubs? If you were in a wheelchair, you'd wear fuck me pumps.
Send me that link.
That would be me.
Send me that link.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, totally.
Oh, there we go. Bree Walker. Look at
Don't
that
look
flexibility.
I'm not looking down. I'm not looking at the Merkin.
I'm not looking at the Merkin. By the way, I am looking down at the Merkin. Go ahead. Go, Hells, please. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, folks, we're just about to take a break right now for some commercial breaks.
Hells
we're live in the John Lovitz Club on the GoCast Network. We're in an absinthe-fueled frenzy here at the Dark Mark Show.
Frenzy.
You don't want to miss out what's coming next. Michael Vile's going to do a few tricks, and we're going to maybe show some merkins.
Is
Who
that
knows
a cock
what's going to happen?
Smoke ring.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Hey, guys. Fraser Smith here. You know, I have this podcast at the John Lovitz Network, and I'm just really working off some of the money that I owe John for the 3 years that I opened for him on the road. You know, John has kind of a different system where you have to pay him to work with him. And apparently I ran up quite a bill. So anyway, I'm doing this podcast. And if you have any sponsorship ideas, please let me know because I have to pay John back. And this guy's a freak.
Hey, guys, this is Danny Trejo. And when I'm in Huntington Beach, I go to my favorite restaurant, the Second Floor. The Second Floor has my favorite food. And man, you have to see their colossal burger. You need a damn machete just to cut them. And they were just voted the best fusion art restaurant. Tattoo art from some of the biggest names like Jack Rudy and Rick Walters. Every Thursday night, art shows featuring legends to local artists come in. And you can meet them in person. You can buy the art right off the walls. And all sales go right to the artist. After 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, well-known DJs spinning an eclectic mix of music. And you gotta check out their late-night menu. Go visit them on the web. Check out their great menu, upcoming art shows, and your favorite DJ. Located at 126 Main Street, downtown Huntington Beach. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Gary Garver. Listen to my show every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific on the GoCast Network. It's Controlled Chaos. That's right, Controlled Chaos. Right here, 5 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday on the GoCast Network.
Greg Buckstar Sides here for the GoCast Network.
I'm Gary Garver, formerly of the Howard Stern Show, and I love the GoCast Network, Greg. It's awesome.
I love the GoCast Network, too, and you know what I love about it is the partnerships we have, like with Ustream.
I dig Ustream.
Me too. What a great place to watch live content like we do 30 shows a week live.
Yeah, we're kicking ass here at the GoCast Network. And how can people check out our shows on Ustream?
Well, what they can do is they can go to GoCastNetwork.com, click on the little live preview, boom, It opens right up. You're watching on GoCast, and bonuses to Ustream because guess what? It's their little thing.
We got some great shows here.
We do.
Check us out. GoCast Network.
GoCast Network.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
There we go. I was going to say, welcome back to the Dark Mark Show. I did not pick that song, but I didn't even know what that song is. But we're back at the Dark Mark Show. We've got Bree Walker here, newscaster, actress, activist extraordinaire. We've got my lovely co-host, Hells Bells. I didn't, I'm surprised that I didn't say you before, because you were the co-host. You should be the first. And you were trying to tell me how pale you are, and you are not. We've got Suze McIntyre.
McIntosh.
Oh,
don't let me shank you.
I knew I was going to do it. But I know you.
Mystic Dave. I know. I'm actually, yeah, I'm doing
by the way,
female persona tonight.
We have Mystic Dave here, and we also have Michael Vile.
The one and only.
The one and only who is going to be doing some tricks right now.
Or if I call him tricks,
am I insulting you?
No. Good God.
Illusions, magic. What am I supposed to do?
Whatever. It's just a...
Can you do some tricks off me?
I'll bet he could.
That's asking for a price range.
Would that be
okay?
Tricks off me.
And Michael, before you do
negotiation,
before you do your shtick, Bree recognized you from Venice Beach.
Oh, for sure.
Which had to be when you were first starting, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I kind of arrived here in 2010. I spent the entire summer on Venice Beach.
Indeed.
Doing the tricks that I was doing. I was doing them on Venice Beach, and I just spent that summer.
On the boardwalk,
it was an educational period
And
for
you remember,
me.
That's been my home for 5 years.
I bet it is. Yeah. Bree Walker is a Venice legend.
And now I'm kind of operating out of Santa Monica at a place, a little theater called Magicopolis. I help my friend out there, you know, running the place, and I do the sound, I do the lights for the show. It's a fun venue, too. It's a family show. We do 4 shows a week open to the public every Friday, Saturday at 8. And Saturday, Sunday at 2, Floating Ladies, Mind Reading, Sleight of Hand.
And you're going to be on AMC this week.
The AMC show, yes.
Yeah,
the Freak Show.
The Freak Show on AMC.
It's going into second season, right, Michael? It's going into second season now.
Possible. That's just a rumor. I can't verify anything.
I think it's done well.
I'll do a trick, though. Pick anything off the table. I'll do something amazing with it.
I like the bubble between her boobies, personally.
Yeah, I do.
I guess.
Okay, here's a water bottle. Do something amazing with it.
Okay, it's a water bottle.
Yeah, let's do
now,
something with that.
What's really fun is there's no microphones on the floor. You just go like that, and it kind of just goes. But you know, it's
very
great.
Cool.
Yeah,
what
just react.
Look,
yeah.
Where'd it go?
Where are your hat? Let me see your hat.
It came from Argentina. From
don't make that go too far away.
Be careful.
Yeah, you got to return it to her. You can't.
It's very purple.
There. Hang it on my finger right there.
Hang your purple hat on my finger, girl.
To make this trick work, I need you guys to help me out here. All you have to do is wiggle your fingers frantically. Usually something or other. Oh, there we go.
Well done.
Whoa, that's nice.
Look at the look on her face.
The face.
I can't believe you actually looked her in the face.
Oh, I did. Here you go.
There's so many things.
Oh, wow.
Did I reveal the trick?
I always wondered what that stick was for.
Yeah,
magic. That's the magic stick.
That's the extra finger.
Well,
so many
give
things.
Me 10 of them right now.
This is one I didn't actually have to take out of my pants. Watch this.
That's cool.
Look at that. Ooh, look at that. It's a magic wand. It's really is.
Are you Harry Potter? Are you Harry Potter?
Here's Harry Potter.
I think wands need to come back into the
field. Oh, absolutely.
This day and age, you know.
And you learned that in the last 10 years?
Besides, we're doing 100 of the different tricks with. And you know what? I don't actually have time to do all 100.
But you've not done this your whole life, Michael, right? I mean,
very cool.
No, Michael, you did. Somebody was asking a question. You've done this for like 3 years? Or
No, I've done it since 1992, 1993.
That was 3 years ago, right?
Feels that
three
way.
3 years ago. Yeah, exactly.
Feels that way. No, but it's interesting because I always thought that you're either born with that gift, the sleight of hand, or you're born with just being, slimy.
Where'd it go?
I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I mean, let me rephrase it.
Check
in your breasts, Hellas.
You're born
it might
with
be in
being
there.
Gifted.
Are you House of Slytherin? Or are you House of, which house are you?
When it comes right down to it, I would probably fall into the Slytherin class.
I sense that as
probably
a libertarian.
Would.
Sorry.
I bet.
To quote the movie, Obviously.
But you're very cute, so we'll give you a free pass.
Yes. No, no, I'm not doing any kind of hair.
Michael Vile, the libertarian magician.
The House of Slytherin. No, you're very good. You're a very good magician.
He's going to make he's gonna make Gary Marriage appear and get everybody out of the war. And, you know.
He's going to make certain things.
Yeah, let's open
I mean, I heard you
pray marriage and abortion will disappear.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Wow. It's like, what if you never did it with the wrong person?
Libertarians
like,
are,
what if you could
abortion?
Just backtrack your whole life? And what if you could take back everything, every time you did it with the wrong person?
Well, then I'd be like, you know.
We'd all be virgins, let's be honest.
No,
that
like,
would be
yeah,
true
I'd,
magician.
I would, I know. Yeah. Thank you, Hell's Bells.
And
exactly.
We call it a wormhole. Exactly. That'd be a wormhole.
It was interesting. Wormhole. You know,
that would be
back
true
through
magic.
Time. Like Dr. Who.
That would be true magic.
Yeah, that would be difficult to do.
God help us.
That would be called Saudi Arabia.
Personality.
Thank you.
The room is for a large personality,
girls do wear fuck-me-pumps under those.
But they have their hymens re-sewn.
Okay, now we're all talking at the same time like we say we're going to do.
In the spirit of that.
Michael's doing a trick. Hold on.
I'm going to do a trick so everybody can follow it. Maybe everybody can see that a little bit better. It's
okay,
a large coin, but
see.
I can't
it's
actually.
It's a large coin.
You have the most beautiful fingers I've ever seen on a man.
I bet.
How much for the thumb?
I want the pinky.
How much for the index finger? Now he's going to have to do it again.
No, I just snuck it in my pocket. That's all I was doing.
Look at you.
Just explain.
Have you really only done this 10 years?
What happens, I start here, and I slip it over here secretly, and then I slip it in my pocket.
Oh, I like that.
Let me start over again. Start on the
because I did not see that happen.
Make sense? You keep up with me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to. We're gonna try harder.
By the way, people are hearing this on iTunes, it's gonna sound hard.
It's a juggling trick.
You really have to see this on YouTube or on GoCast Network.
Wait a minute. How'd you get it to go from your elbow on your left hand to the?
It moved through his scrotum.
A lot of people do say it.
Wait, slow down. I'm like not realizing.
A lot of people do say it kind of looks like two when I go really fast. It kind of looks like that.
Yeah,
this,
it does.
This.
What?
Does it look like two? That's a different trick.
That's crazy good.
That's the absent talking there, okay? That's all that has to do
no,
with
no, no. You, no, dude, you got it. It's not the absinthe. You got it.
I love
where did it go?
Like the George Bush presidency.
Yes, we That's wish awesome. That had been a magic act.
Where'd it go? That's the question.
We wish that the had been an apparition.
And where did that $40 billion go?
Exactly.
Where did it go?
Have to ask the magician.
I think Michael needed some applause for that because that was amazing.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I think we all got smarter with that.
Beautiful.
I feel smarter after seeing that.
I think my IQ went up a little bit.
It did. I felt that mine did.
Certainly our titties... went up a bit.
Something went up. Something went up.
Something
went up.
Stood and paid attention.
Something went up. Something went up. Yes, something went up.
I bet as a magician, you get everyone you want, right?
No, I know.
Really?
Does anybody get everyone they want?
Just make that doubt disappear.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm
bring
really
it disappear.
Exactly, girlfriend. Make that doubt disappear.
Just for the record, I'm single. I'm very single.
Yes.
And I'm a hater.
Ladies, single.
And hetero. You're hetero, right?
Yes, very much so.
I love you. I love you.
I'm just asking.
I like girls.
I love you.
We were just talking.
I'm just asking.
Bree was talking about your kids are, because you're such a hot rock and roll, sexy
She's
woman.
Such a
creepy. That your kids are totally kind of embarrassed
cool.
of you? Hell's
no,
is like.
No, they can't
oh, I'm
handle
sorry.
It.
Yeah, Hell's is like, she's I wish cooler. You were my mom.
The problem
totally
is,
not insecure.
The problem is yeah. she's cooler. I love you, Aaron. I love you, Andrea. But she's cooler than her kids.
Oh,
and that's
totally
a hard one.
I don't know her kids, so
that's a hard one. That's a hard one to deal with.
But,
I helped her wonderful son dye his hair purple.
Oh,
that's great.
Yes.
Okay. Because he's
great.
Like, I want to hang out with you guys.
He's
like, okay, we're going to dye your hair purple. We're
going to
dye your hair purple and like, yeah.
Bree, will you adopt Hell's Bells?
I know.
Absolutely. But do you have children? That's a lot of baggage for me. I mean, I don't mean to call them baggage, but you know how to
No, I have no baggage. Please adopt me.
Really? As long as you're on birth control, she'll adopt you.
You're gorgeous. You're mine.
She'll adopt you.
I don't need birth control. I'm good.
Do you wear studded collars? Do you wear prong collars and stuff like that?
She loves rescue dogs.
Muzzles.
She loves rescue
dogs. You
have to
wear a muzzle.
Well, we were.
Muzzle
I wasn't
going to
bring this up, but since this has turned into such chaos, and this is a Bree Walker I wasn't expecting tonight,
we're going to have to. Oh, she's a hot bitch.
Bree Walker's a hot bitch. Bree. When we were talking,
she's my new mommy.
Oh, she's all of our new mommies.
My MILF,
Bree. We were talking about when I was when
Can
I
you do this? Can you do this?
Panda.
What the hell is that?
Michael knows. That's the reverse.
That is disturbing.
That's the reverse.
Oh my God.
Reverse wheel thing. Okay. You start forward.
I thought it was a cabbage patch. I didn't know what you were doing.
I don't know what the hell is happening, but I feel disturbed.
But no, Bree,
I'm with you on that.
Was that dubstep?
I'm with you
I think
on
it was
that.
We're doing dubstep.
She's crumping.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. We're crumping.
I kind of know what it is, but it's like
we're
I don't
crumping
want
on the Dark Mark Show. Bree, when we talked, you were telling me that you were thinking of becoming a dominatrix to the stars.
You were never supposed to tell that. You promised.
You bastard.
Oh, God.
You didn't tell me to pause it.
Daddy
no, because no, you told me the leather outfits you had.
Oh, she'll have to come play with me then.
Hells, I don't know if you're a biggest star yet. I don't know.
No, I play with a lot of stars.
Oh,
love
yeah, I can
play.
Tell. I can tell.
Come on. You've been so wild on this show. You showed so much. You've been doing splits and taints and all sorts of stuff. I can't say that you want to be a dominatrix to the stars. You were making a joke, I think.
Gary Busey's tied up in her closet.
I would love
right
to see
now.
That.
Gary Busey, we left Venice Beach with Gary Busey tied up in her closet with a gag bomb in his mouth.
That was my question. Which stars were you doing?
Gary Busey's in the closet.
I forgot he was there. I gotta go home.
Charlie Sheen's in the car park waiting to get in the house.
I thought Charlie Sheen. When you said stars, I was thinking Charlie Sheen. Gary Busey, I didn't know was into that.
He's a wild man.
Oh, no. Charlie Sheen. Oh, hell yeah.
You got Gary.
Oh, hell yeah. You have any Charlie
Sheen stories?
You got
Gary Sinise in the shower, too?
And Andy Dix on the roof.
I would.
Yeah, well, I got a few stories on both those
I would.
Kids, but...
Okay, wait a second. Wait, Hells, please do tell. We're on the radio. We're on the internet.
I can't display that.
Were you an extra goddess? Were you a goddess?
You've met Charlie Sheen.
This is live, and I'll just say that.
No
I
lawsuits.
Know of them. Yeah.
Gary Busey
no suing.
I know of both them, and most of my girlfriends do as well. So, hi, guys.
Oh, hello.
So my terrible joke was actually in reality based.
Oh, Southern California.
But my joke was reality based.
Sorry,
see, we're
boys.
All joking, and everything has come true.
I haven't been able to wrap my head around intellectually.
Oh, wait, was that joking? I'm sorry.
Hell's Bells is just kidding,
sorry,
Mr.
Guys.
Mr. Busey and Mr. Sheen.
I let the rat out of the bag.
That's all I can really say.
Actually, she meant...
It's a conservative upbringing, I think, had a lot to do with it.
I'm sorry, boys.
So she meant to say Martin Sheen and Jake Busey. That's what she meant to say.
I meant to say George and Bob.
Actually, guys, I'm talking to them out there in internet land. I'm
yes.
not even
doing the ubiquitous day.
People in internet land, their heads are about to explode from this show.
Sorry.
It's been so crazy. Bree, you handed me a DVD. If we can get this together.
Hey!
Same Kenny LSD.
I know. No, is it a porno?
You would expect it to be a porno, but
it is. It is porn radio. Actually,
no, but you are a newscaster.
Good,
you
good
are
leftist
deep thinker.
Radio.
I'm trying to save
God
radio,
bless radio.
But unfortunately, of course, most of it's been lost. We only have four actual large corporations now that own all the mom and pop stations. So there really is no way to save the little local stations. But I work really hard with my friends in radio to do stuff that just requires. You know, our efforts at our expenses to make sure that we still have low wattage radio stations that can be a broadcast entity. So that's that's my retirement hobby.
And this is called Save KLSD.
And it makes a big difference to local communities. People don't realize what a big difference it makes in the middle of the country.
How American democracy is impacted by media consolidation. I believe in this.
Save KLSD, media consolidation, and local radio. And this is why.
It changes
when you turn
the landscape
on radio
completely.
And what you hear is talk radio, that you don't hear all the nuances of real people's conversations and real people's heart and real people's understandings of the real world.
Because Bree, when you started, I mean, the media was such a different place. I remember I was talking to my friend; he's in his early 20s, and I was trying to tell him that back in the day, and whether you agree with it or whether you don't, like people weren't so divided. There were Democrats that liked Reagan. There were Republicans that liked Clinton. Now you can't. There's no way.
Yeah. You know,
everybody's
up,
like, hey, "I'm right, you're wrong. You're right, I'm wrong." And the truth is in the middle and on the fringes.
And that is why I must tell you that Rush Limbaugh. was a AM DJ when I was an FM DJ in Kansas City.
Please, you can say fuck. You can't say Rush Limbaugh on this show.
let's hear the story. She's going to give us some dirt. Yo.
I understand. I got to get a joke in somewhere. It's my show.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm such an evil person for listening to Rush Limbaugh. I actually enjoy it.
Shut up. We don't care about you to fucking say. She's going to fucking tell
you. All right, you Republican.
Shut up.
Bree, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
That's Michael,
shut up.
Forgiveness.
Make yourself disappear, Michael. Go
forgiveness,
ahead, Bray.
Forgiveness, Michael. You do have a dick, okay? I get it. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So Rush Limbaugh
speaking of dicks, Rush Limbaugh.
Is the AM DJ at WDAF in Kansas City way back when I was the first FM DJ doing rock and roll radio, when we still played vinyl. And it was in the cornfield in Kansas City, Kansas. And his dad owned WDAF and several other radio stations. That's how he's got his start. Mm-hmm. So I go, motoring by, because I had a little Harley at the time, and we were in the
what a surprise.
How cool is that? She's like driving a fucking Harley in the heartland.
Well, I am so not surprised.
I mean, just like shout out for that alone.
It was a little Harley. But
Harley.
A little Harley in the heartland.
The night I remember was when Mick Jagger and Entourage came through this cornfield to sit in my little studio, and Rush's face was like,
wow.
Right?
He's never recovered.
Never recovered. In fact, he had to go on to do what he became because he never recovered. And so Mick sat there and said, well, you look like my sister. Because we have the same lips. And it was a fabulous...
Oh, I thought you said that to Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, no. No, he did not. He did not.
Rush Limbaugh's an ugly, ugly girl.
He did not deign to give an interview
Mick Jagger was hitting on you.
No.
It was an homage.
It was a scheduled interview. I wish he'd hit on me, but I was busy.
I'll hit on you later. Don't worry about it.
I had a little more vinyl to play. I like vinyl, by the way.
I know you do.
A lot.
Woof.
So,
that's hot.
So this is a true story. So I mean, this we'll is way back in the
right,
70s, because,
right.
You know, I'm pretty seasoned. And
from Sid Vicious to Mick Jagger, hello, Shazizzle.
To the Ramones.
So
to the
Ramones, Shazizzle. I'm working in New York City radio.
To Dark Mark and Michael Vile.
I interview again Mick Jagger. Now we're talking 5 years straight forward. And he goes, I remember you from Kansas City. Right? And I'm
so high.
I'm thinking, oh my God, really?
I know, right?
And this was, way back at all the clubs that we used to hang out at. And I thought, wow, I'm living a really fun life. And I realized what a crazy, wonderful life I've lived. And I think my life has been way more fun than Rush Limbaugh's.
Well, I think ultimately a Republican is really someone who never got invited to the dance. Someone who's pissed off at the sidelines, who sees other people enjoying their lives.
Except for Michael Vile, of course.
It's the Puritan that knows somewhere someone is having more fun than them.
Yes.
And wants to piss on their parade.
Yes.
They don't want to join the parade. They want to piss on it.
You know, in Rush's case, it was Daddy who owned the radio station. So
right, exactly. He's a rich boy's son who's always a fat fuck who never got to never got the girl and was never invited to the cool shows and wants to bring the rest of us down.
Oh,
please!
I think we missed the point.
She has to pay by the hour.
What the point of that story is? Bree Walker and Mick Jagger are responsible for Rush Limbaugh's career.
Yes, of anger and her anger and resentment.
And you and Mick Jagger, in a sense, are responsible for a conservative talk radio.
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
You were cool. You were cooler than everyone, and it pissed them up.
I'm going to have to rewind that tape.
If you could go back in time, you and Mick Jagger have got to enjoy.
They outcooled Rush, and
you
Rush
need to give
angry.
Rush some coke.
Oh my God.
Make him slim down, wrap him up in some plastic,
some speed,
and get him
whatever
out
it takes.
On the dance floor.
Wrap
of
him
life.
Up in vinyl.
Get out on the dance floor of life.
I would really rather
life,
just go
man.
Down on Mickey.
And by the way,
get out on the dance floor of life and enjoy and give props to love and ladies. Come on, man.
And by the way, Hells, when Bree was talking about vinyl, she was talking about. They used to have these things that were called records. And they were like vinyl, and they were like pressed together and you put a needle
like
on them.
Kind of like CDs.
Kind of like CDs when you put a needle on it.
It was so fulfilling to have that needle that you could put on the vinyl and you could cue up actual vinyl. It was so cool.
It was like drugs. It was like drugs.
I mean, I really realized that was a moment in time I didn't know was going to go away. Alison Steele was one of the few females doing FM rock and roll, and I got to be the next one, you know, and I didn't even know at the time how valuable that was going to be.
Bree.
And how one of a kind that was going to be.
And you still are one of the kind, lady. You still are.
I haven't gone down on Mick, though.
And you know, not yet, but...
What time do we have?
Yes. There's still time. You know what? Where does the time go? Because we're almost out of time.
I know.
Where are you playing? Where are you playing?
I'm playing in my pants right now. I actually have a
band.
Can
we get the address
called
to
that? The Mystic Dave Experience is my new band.
Dave Experience is our website?
Yes, mysticdave.com, and I will be appearing somewhere in Santa Monica shortly,
oh,
I'm sure.
Where?
I've been having a residency at Trip in Santa Monica.
And tell everybody what you're doing.
I'm trying to hide from everything.
Save Kelsey. Where can people get Save K?
SaveKelsey.com. KLSD. It stands for LSD, as in San Diego, not LSD.
I thought it was
media.
I grew up in San Diego, but that's another show.
Yeah. So, and we are actually doing I'm helping launch a new radio station that is a low wattage radio station, so that we can have some dialogue that is without prejudice politically, but is progressive in requiring some safety net for human beings being human.
Kind of like the Dark Mark show. Anyway, Michael, you're going to be on Freak Show this week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay.
Thursday night. Catch Michael Violent on Freak Show.
We love freaks.
I'm just going to be in the parade. That's all I know.
If you're in Santa Monica, go by Magicopolis. And do you have any other shows coming up?
No.
Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook?
I do have a Facebook, Vile Acts of Magic.
How do you spell Vile?
V-I-L-E.
Oh, like no.
Vile.
Vile Acts of Magic, no spaces, so I'm easily found on that. So, yeah, shout out to all my friends.
Say again, Vile what?
Reno, Nevada. I spent a couple years.
Vileacts.com.
Vile Acts of Magic.
Vile Acts of Magic.
Yeah, Vile Acts.
V-I-L-E-A-C-T-S of Magic.com.
Correct.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, no, that's the Facebook. It's just the Facebook. I don't have.
Just look up Michael Vile on Facebook.
Right now.
Hells, what are you doing?
You can find me easily. I guess the easy place to find me is on Facebook, Hells Bells.
That's how I found you.
And
that's
how
I found it, too.
I was like,
and that's where you can find me. From there, we can go from there and find some fun.
Are you HELLSBELLS?
HELLESBELLE. That's me.
So okay. Helles, like Helles.
Like Hell's Bell, like the ACDC song.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hell's Bell.
Helles.
Hell's
Bell. Anyway,
and
go from there.
Please. And gothcomedian.com. Everybody wants to talk. We just had so much absent. Dark Mark Show.
No.
Go to gothcomedian.com, gothcomedian on Facebook. And
thank
Twitter.
You so much.
This has been such a great show.
Thank you, everybody.
So much, Mark. What a debut show.
You're a genius.
I love it.
You're a genius.
I got these four maniacs in the studio. What a show.
Yeah.
Join us next week for the Dark Mark Show.
Awesome.
Sick and twisted, babe.